Welcome back. In this lesson, we're getting straight into a classic jungle and old-school drum and bass trick, using Ableton Live 12 Groove Pool to nudge your bassline off the grid so it feels more human, more swung, and way more alive. This is one of those tiny moves that makes a massive difference, because in DNB, the bassline is not just low notes sitting under the drums, it's part of the groove engine. If the bass is perfectly rigid, it can sound clean, but it often feels a little too stiff. Once you introduce a subtle groove offset, the bass starts to lean into the break. It can feel like it's chasing the drums, or sitting just behind them, and that push-pull is a big part of that old-school jungle bounce. So the goal here is not to make the bass messy. We want movement, not chaos. First, let's build a simple bass sound. Start with a new MIDI track and load operator or wavetable. For this kind of lesson, keep it simple. If you're an operator, a sine or triangle wave is perfect for the sub. If you're using wavetable, pick a basic waveform and avoid anything too bright or flashy for now. Keep the bass mostly mono. That matters a lot. In low-end music, with down low can cause problems fast. We want the sub to hit solid and centered. After the synth, add a few stock devices to shape the tone. Put on EQ8 first if you need to clean up any mud around the low-mid area, maybe somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz. Then add saturator with a little drive, maybe around 2 to 5 dB to start. After that, a compressor can help keep the level controlled if some notes jump out too much. But remember, the sound does not need to be huge yet. It just needs to be usable. Groove comes first. Now write a really basic DNB bass phrase. Don't overcomplicate this. A 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip is enough. Think in terms of call and response with the drums. A good starting point could be a note on beat 1, a short hit on an off beat, another note that leaves space near the snare, and maybe a little pickup at the end of the bar. If you want a safe beginner approach, stay in a simple key like F minor, G minor, or D minor. Use root notes, fifths, and maybe an octave jump if you want a little extra energy. Keep the notes short. Short notes make groove timing easier to hear, and they give the break more room to breathe. A really classic pattern is this kind of thing: a low root on beat 1, then a short stab after beat 2, then a response note before the next bar. That simple phrasing already feels very DNB when it's played against a breakbeat. Now add a breakbeat underneath. It could be an amen style loop, or any chopped break that gives you clear kick and snare movement. Keep it dry at first so you can really hear the timing relationship. Loop 2 or 4 bars and listen carefully. If your bass is straight quantized, it may feel locked to the grid, but also a bit flat. That's where Groove Pool comes in. Open the Groove Pool in Ableton Live 12 and drag in a groove that has a subtle shuffle feel. You do not need anything extreme. In fact, for this style, extreme usually works against you. A light MPC-style swing or a gentle shuffle groove is a great place to start. As a beginner, keep the settings subtle. Try timing around 10 to 25%. Keep random very low, around 0 to 5%. Velocity can stay low too, maybe 0 to 10% if you want a little extra feel. The idea is to move the bass slightly, not make it sound drunk. Now apply that groove to the bass MIDI clip. You can drag it onto the clip or select it directly in the clip settings. Then listen again with the drums. This is the important part. Compare the straight version and the grooved version. You should hear the bass relax just a little against the break. Some notes may land slightly late, some may feel like they're leaning forward, and that tiny offset creates the bounce. In jungle and old school DNB, that micro timing is a huge part of the character. If the bass now feels too lazy, reduce the groove amount. If it feels too robotic, increase it a little. You want that sweet spot where it feels human and intentional, but still tight enough to drive the track. Here's a useful teacher tip: short notes reveal groove much better than long notes. If your bass notes are too long, the timing change can get blurred, so tighten the note lengths until the pocket change is obvious. Also, don't forget the relationship with the snare. In a lot of DNB patterns, the snare is a strong anchor, often landing on beat 2 and 4 in some form. The bass can dodge around that, answer it, or leave a tiny gap before it hits. That's where the energy comes from. Try this mindset. The drums ask, and the bass answers. For example, keep a strong bass hit on beat 1, let the groove nudge an offbeat note a little later, leave some space before the snare, and then place a short response note after it. That's classic old-school phrasing right there. Now let's make the sound clearer so the groove is actually audible. If your bass is only pure sub, the timing differences can be hard to notice. Add some harmonic content in the mid-range. Saturator is your friend here. A little drive, maybe 3 to 6 dB, can help the bass cut through. AQ8 can help too if you need a touch more definition in the mids. If you want to get more movement, an auto filter can be used for small section changes, like opening the sound slightly into the drop. A really solid approach is to split the bass into two layers. Keep one layer as a clean mono sub, then use a second mid-bass layer with a bit of saturation and groove character. Let the sub stay steady and let the mid layer carry the motion. That way you get the best of both worlds, weight and bounce. Now, a very important point. Always judge this in context with the break. Don't mix your bass and solo and assume it works. In drum and bass, the whole point is how the bass and drums interact. The groove lives in the relationship. If your triggering clips live in session view, also pay attention to launch quantization. Sometimes clip launching can flatten the feel if it's too rigid. You want the groove to survive the transition into playback. Once the bass line feels good, start thinking about arrangement. You do not need to change the notes every bar. In fact, in jungle and rollers, small changes go a long way. Try copying the 2-bar loop into an 8-bar section and making tiny adjustments. Maybe remove one bass note in bar 4. Add a little pickup in bar 8. Twitch one note up an octave near the end of a phrase. Even a small filter move before the drop can make the groove feel like it's evolving. This is a great lesson to remember. Subtraction can create more tension than addition. Sometimes removing a note before a snare hit makes the return feel way harder. Now let's talk about a few common mistakes. First, using too much groove timing. If the bass starts sounding sloppy or drunk, pull the timing amount back. Usually, subtle is better. Second, applying groove to everything. You do not need every track swinging hard. Sometimes the bass can have a different feel from the hats or percussion, and that contrast makes the beat sound deeper. Third, making the bass too wide. Keep the sub mono. Stereo tricks belong higher up in the spectrum, not on the bottom end. Fourth, forgetting note length. Long overlapping notes can hide the groove. Shorter notes make the timing changes way clearer. And fifth, forgetting to listen with the drums. Again, that interaction is everything. Here's a quick pro tip. Duplicate your MIDI clip and leave one version straight while the other gets the groove. A / B testing like that makes it much easier to hear whether the groove is helping or just making things messy. Another nice variation is to groove only the mid layer and keep the sub perfectly steady. That gives you movement without risking low-end solidity. Very useful in heavier D&B. If you want a quick homework challenge after this, build a 4-bar jungle bass loop with only 4 to 6 notes total. Make one version straight and one version grooved. Keep the sub clean and mono. Add one tiny variation in bar 4. Then bounce both versions and compare them on headphones, small speakers, and mono if you can. Ask yourself, does the grooved version lean into the break better? Does it leave more room for the snare? Does it still feel solid when played quietly? And does it sound human without sounding sloppy? That's the real goal here. So let's recap. Start with a simple mono bass sound. Write a short D&B phrase. Use groove pool to nudge the timing subtly. Keep the groove moderate. Separate the sub from the character layer if possible. Always judge it with the breakbeat. And use small arrangement changes every few bars to keep the track moving. If you remember one thing from this lesson, make it this. In jungle and old school D&B, the bass doesn't just play notes. It dances with the drums. And that tiny bit of dance is what gives the whole track its swing, its pressure, and that dangerous old school energy.